On this week's episode of Keeping It Real, Cam Marston offers us a weekend challenge.
Derek Kayongo can dance. I've seen him. He's amazing. And he's dressed to the nines while he's doing it. He's a great fan of fashion. And his stylish clothes plus the dancing will make you smile. His movements are what joy looks like. Derek was a speaker at an event last week, and that night he took to the dance floor, and it was apparent his joy is simply to be alive. And there's good reason. 40 years ago, Derek watched as 8 members of his village in Uganda were shot dead by one of Idi Amin's generals. Derek was 10. The general and a truckload of troops gathered the villagers and demanded that someone confess to the killing of one of the general's soldiers. And the general announced he'd shoot 4 people at a time until the killer confessed. After pulling the trigger on the 7th victim, a young man quickly stepped forward and admitted to the murder. The general shot him without a word and drove away. The young man, the villagers all knew, did not kill the soldier. He volunteered his life to keep his innocent neighbors alive. So today, Derek dances to celebrate his life and your life and my life. He dances simply to celebrate life. I've seen him. Years ago, my mother and my grandmother set off from Mobile to learn to Cajun dance and invited me to meet them at a dirt road juke joint somewhere in southwest Louisiana where, word had it, they'd see the real thing, not some tourist trap along the interstate. And there we sat, me, a college student, my mom, and my grandmother, in a loud bar where English took a back seat to a deep Cajun patois. It took only a little while before a short, bald man held his hand out to my mother in the universal request to dance. It startled my mother, and her face went from fear to flattery to excitement, and she took his hand, and together they stepped onto the crowded dance floor where, without a word, he taught her to Cajun dance, moving together counterclockwise with the other dancers, never speaking. We learned later he worked on a shrimp boat, was deaf, and felt the music through the vibrations in the wooden floor. And when my mother became confident in her dancing and with her silent partner, she rested her chin on his bald head. They both smiled. It was fun. It was joy. Goodness knows there's plenty to worry about these days. Acknowledging each of them gives each of them too much importance, and I won't do that. But since it's Friday, let's you and me decide to dance this weekend. Literally or metaphorically, watching Derek dance and remembering my mother that night in that Louisiana juke joint has reminded me of something important. Let's find a way to find and then show some joy. I'm Cam Marston, and I'm just trying to keep it real.
To hear more of Cam Marston's commentaries, search for Keeping It Real on your favorite podcast app or find them on Facebook.